Welcome back to Inside Agriculture and Black Friday. For those shoppers out there, November 29th, 2019, I'm News Director Eric Johnson. Well, a major winter storm is going to be bearing down today on the Dakotas and also Minnesota. Here's some information we can pass along from the National Weather Service as they issued a statement last night saying a winter storm is going to impact post-Thanksgiving travel today. They are expecting widespread snowfall amounts of 8 to 10 inches with areas of 12 inches plus possible along and south of U.S. Highway 2. I know some of the heaviest snow, at least on the map that they showed us last night, is going to pop up around the Valley City area where they're expecting between Friday through Saturday night, possibly up to 18 inches of snow in that area. They're also talking about whiteout conditions due to heavy snowfall on Saturday, and very difficult to near impossible travel conditions are expected. The peak of the winter storm intensity will occur in North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota late Friday night into Saturday night. Today is when historically the EPA would release its final renewable fuel standard proposal. However, thanks to the changes pending the rule, the EPA said earlier this week that the agency would review comments and will seek to finish the rule later this winter. The comment period for the proposed changes regarding small oil refinery exemptions closes today, which effectively puts the final rule on hold until the proposal is finalized. Corn and ethanol groups were busy earlier this week submitting comments to the EPA. Many say the proposal breaks a promise by President Donald Trump to make up for all the lost demand created by the exemptions. Top officials from the U.S., Mexico, and Canada are close to agreeing to changes to the new North American trade pact that would allow for House Democrats to put the deal up for a vote. That's according to Mexico's top aid official on Wednesday. According to Politico, they quoted the Mexican Undersecretary for North America as saying, "We're reaching understandings. We're now looking at specific details, but I think we're heading towards a deal." And government payments have been playing a much bigger role this year in the farm income picture. USDA's Gary Crawford has more.
Many farmers may be thankful this season for government and crop insurance payments. Without those, the farm sector for 2019 would be seeing
net farm income actually fall by almost 8%.
But USDA's chief economist Rob Johansson says with those government payments, including market facilitation payments, disaster, and also massive crop insurance indemnities, 2019 net farm income will come in 10% higher than last year at $92.5 billion. Again, though, a huge chunk of that coming from the various government programs.
About $22.4 billion, up 64% from last year.
And crop insurance indemnities minus what farmers paid for the policy, $6.5 billion. That's up 155% from last year. And as far as farm financials, 2019 likely to show the farm sector 3.4% deeper in debt than last year, but farm asset value rising by only 2.3%.
You're listening to Inside Agriculture.